evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is a Friday night show, 1-17-2020. And oh boy. Let me read out of Luke 21 tonight, because that is where I'm going to show you that this is what is about ready to go on. An earthquake shall be in diverse places. Look at Puerto Rico. And famines. Look at Puerto Rico and other places. And pestilences. Wuhan, China, Thailand, now Japan, new coronavirus spreading. And now they're going to start checking for it at LAX, San Francisco, and JFK. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Set it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye, listen up out there, put it down, put the skillet down, put it down, put your glass of water down, your beer, whatever it is. Listen up, and ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Ladies and gentlemen, it's getting real interesting. I found it very interesting to see that, in keeping with all of this stuff happening in Virginia, and now they're going to turn the GPS off, the military is, off the coast there, supposedly in a drill, which will also basically affect, all of that whole southern east coast and, that area. And I guess, some people can't read maps, so if you don't have a GPS, then all of the white supremacists and nationalists that the FBI has coddled together to come to Virginia to try to start the Civil War, I guess they won't be able to find their way to Richmond, huh? If anybody's going, go Tuesday. Go Tuesday and go regularly well-heeled, because the thing is supposed to be off by then. Lobby on Tuesday when everybody's there, instead of walking into a racist thing, and it's all the racist. And those doomsday Christians, remember I read you about Operation Blackjack last night? Remember that? And how it was a coalition of homegrown extremists and Islamicists and Christian doomsday cults. And then they try to make it about race when Governor Northam is the most racist person on the stage, okay? And then the FBI arrests the base. Oh, and that's what Al-Qaeda means in English. Yeah, but you don't say, do ya? Buddy Bowditch and your crew and all your Provosek and all your guys probably got struck back on there, and then Ray Ray's getting his hair done, probably somewhere, along with Bodie. But the fact of the matter is, what you didn't say, FBI, is that Al-Qaeda was the base, the database of the CIA of Arabs and Muslims that would work for money to do whatever it is the CIA wanted them to do. So now you're the base. These guys are probably your agents that you're funneling now some kind of Soros or Bloomberg money or Obama money or Valerie Jarrett directed money from Soros or somebody into the base of your guys who work for you in a COINTELPRO to try to start civil war in the United States. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. And here's what I would say is this. Because Thomas Jefferson, which I bought this book at Monticello when I went there a few years ago, you know? And what a marvelous trip that was. And it's called The Declaration of Independence. So FBI, turn this out because you guys are not smart enough to understand this, nor the Constitution. Northam, of course, is not smart enough to understand it either. But let's just read this one more time, okay? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That is the first law of the land. That is our Declaration of Independence. Let me read it one more time. Let me read it one more time for feeling, you know. I may not have said it loud enough or strong enough. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the first law of the land right there. Now, what was interesting today was looking at not only that, but the FBI is under some kind of a bullshit usage. Fiddle with boys internally. What are you going to do with all of those night vision tubes you've confiscated from distributors under the auspices of eminent domain? What are you going to do? Look up your own backsides? Or are you going to look up in little boys and little girls' backsides? Because you sure can't take care of an Epstein. You can't take care of any of those people. And meanwhile, you guys at the FBI are the ones who tried to overthrow and are still involved in it, to overthrow President Trump and to invalidate a duly elected president of the United States by doing fake, false flag stuff, by using all kind of fake dossiers and trickery and leakage and breaking of the law. And then you know what, people? I would say this to you again. You remember how I told you I didn't expect Bob Barr to do a dadgum thing other than to make this all go bye-bye. And, oh, yeah, Bull Durham, he's on the hunt, and, oh, Comey might be doing this. Well, Barr could have already charged Comey for leaking under the Horowitz report. And if you would have had that, and if President Trump would have declassified it, all of those documents on Strzok, Page, Comey, Orr's, Nellie Orr, Baker, all of the FBI, DOJ, Brennan, Clapper, clap on, Clapper, and all of the lying pieces of crap, Luciferian scumbags at the top of the food chain, that I'm telling you, if Trump would have declassified it to everybody, you would not have had this impeachment bull crap going on right now. Now, let me tell you where this is headed. Unfortunately, I'm going to go back to book Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America, by Thomas W. Chittum, C-H-I-T-T-U-M. He wrote it in 1996. And it was American Eagle Publications out of Sholo, Arizona. But right now, let me read to you part of these, got the steps and things you'll see. And I read to you this out of what is called the terrorist phase. And part of the things we read out of there, which we've seen, the splitting of many American groups and institutions along ethnic lines and perhaps even along political party lines. The abandonment of some areas of our cities by the police. Just look at Chicago, look at New York, and look at other places. L.A., San Francisco. The abandonment of some areas of our cities by the police to gangs and other armed non-government groups. White police will be purged from the urban forces, and the first firefights will occur between police of different ethnic groups. Now, that latter part hasn't happened. But gangs beginning to assume political goals, becoming a serious threat to the police in numbers and small arms, and politicians will begin to bid for their military backing. Gangs will begin to take on the characteristic of armies, wearing uniforms, assuming military ranks. Gangs will begin to infiltrate the military, the police, and the government, and the use of armored vehicles and helicopter in anti-gang assaults will no longer be rare. First use of heavy weapons against gangs will occur in this phase. Well, we haven't seen that yet, but we're getting ready to. And here's where we're going next. The guerrilla warfare phase. This will be a much shorter phase, however. The establishment will acquiesce to gang and militia control of some areas, which are entirely but unofficially abandoned by the police or the military. Also, the establishment will endeavor to try to co-opt some gangs and militias by making them de facto security forces. This is already happening with the Muslim Sharia law people in New York State, New York City, certain boroughs there, neighborhoods and boroughs, and also in Michigan, up there by Henry Ford, the Henry Ford's Village or whatever you call it there, in Michigan, where they actually have the Sharia law police policing. Mexico will enter a period of chaos, civil war, and starvation. Cross-border guerrilla raids from Mexico will occur, some with the support of the Mexican government. We've already seen this. Full-time guerrilla bands will appear in the southwest of their areas. All right. Number three, radical and ethnically oriented parties will win local and even state elections. Car and truck bombs will become common. Assassination. Listen up, peace officers. Assassination of police officers and minor politicians will become common. That's already taking place. That is already happening, as you well know, in the last couple of years. That means we're already in the guerrilla warfare phase of heading to Civil War II. Multiple day tribal riots with barricade and sieges of police stations will become common. This will be the next thing. Although we've already seen that happen. Remember when we've seen, in a sense, that happened in Oakland a couple years back, okay? And also in Chicago, when they took over the whole Dan Ryan and all the expressways, everything in Chicago. Gangs will become primarily political in their goals and will shift into a paramilitary mode, which was what was done by the U.S. government in the Gang Peace Summit in Kansas City in the 90s when they talked to all of them and they agreed to them to try to get them to kind of slow down on the drive-by shootings to a certain degree, and then that way they would be armed to the max and money would be given to them and to their leadership if they would sort of just put it under the radar a little bit. And then in the future, when we need you, we'll call you and those Luciferian scumbags at the top of the U.S. government, the Department of Homeland, you know, of Homeland Security, or Human Sacrifice, the fiddle with boys internally, the CIA, the Obama crowd with Valerie Jarrett out of Calorama, maybe running a command center using the Soros money to activate the Antifa, which is all going to side with the pro-gun people in Virginia. Don't go. Go on Tuesday if you're going to go. Go on Tuesday if you're going to go. Now, this whole thing, you see, when they told the gangs that's what we're going to do, and back in the 90s, people, the Red Chinese were bringing in AK-47s, fully auto, and funneling them to the gangs. Also, like gangs in Atlanta, black street gangs, had at that point, they were bringing them in, and I think they confiscated them or got them, but they were trying to bring in Red Parrot missiles, which shoulder-fired missiles, for people in the black street gangs in Atlanta. But they had the gang peace in Kansas City up there, and they brought all the gang leaders from inside the United States. And then on top of that, you got to add all in all the Muslim terrorists. And then you got to add in now the Russian Spetsnaz that Obama hired and that are still many of them here, okay? When they marry American girls and they buy houses in Colorado next to the airbase and that kind of stuff, they're pretty permanent fixtures. When you got Hind helicopters for my source there in Colorado Springs, west of Colorado Springs in the mountains, and he and his neighbor, special neighbor, are seeing white, painted white, Russian Hind helicopters. But the painted white means UN. When you go back and you recall back a few years ago, when I told you then, and I'm telling you again, told you intermediate times between now and then, that they had the Russian Spetsnaz in a drill scenario, training at Fort Carson with the snipers and with the Rangers and Special Forces, etc. And officer Wendy O. Schneider, who's just wanted to take them all to the American pastime of baseball, which, as you now see, is in its own mess. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Russians at that point in the United States drill said, veterans, United States veterans, who are extremists, have taken over Cheyenne Mountains, opening doors and gates, and also part of the underground system of the trains and stuff at the Denver International Airport. And in the drill scenario, the mean guys, the bad guys, We're not the Spetsnaz, the Russians, or the Red Chinese. The bad guys, according to the U.S. government, the Luciferian scum at the top slots, said the bad guys were U.S. extremist veterans who had taken it over. And they brought in the Russians to go in and take back Cheyenne Mountain, take back Denver International Airport, and kill those mean U.S. military extremist veterans who were probably Christians. Oh, yes. And some of them probably those dreaded disabled American veterans that they used to say were the worst ones, you see. We know why they're the worst ones, tongue in cheek. But not really, because they take up so much medical cost that could be going to the migrants and provided to the migrants. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still headed to the Civil War. I pray not, but I can tell you we are. The cartels, the drug cartels, are aligned with Hezbollah, and they're bringing them in. Inside the United States, 10 years ago, the Fiddle With Boys internally reports stated that back then there were over 200,000 soldiers for the drug cartels of Mexico. Okay? I guarantee you it's a million now, or a half a million instead of 200,000. And they're still coming in. And now the Red Chinese, and oh, isn't there a new outbreak of a coronavirus, a SARS-like weird virus? And it seems as though private boats are ferrying in Chinese migrants right on into Florida. I wonder if any of them are bringing in the SARS-like virus. Or is it the ones that work right alongside with the U.S. government that are allowed to be here, the U.S. right pity-pat when they landed back a few years ago? And then after that, we had Red Chinese military teams like in Berea, Kentucky, staring down real old school blue water Navy sailors that were tougher than heck, and spreading at that time, allegedly, highly contagious upper respiratory infections back in that era, 2004, 2005, that time frame. And now we got this SARS crap, this coronavirus, and now they're looking for it. They're looking for it. This, you see, we've talked about before also. Now, the first instances of medium-scale ethnic cleansing will start to occur. This is in this phase, the guerrilla warfare phase. We've already seen the Muslims starting to try to kill anybody that's not Muslim, and also starting to attack Jewish people in New York City and different places. And here's something that's going to be interesting, because this is about ready to happen. But before I tell you this one, I'm going to go down and say, the Capitol will be removed from Washington, D.C. to a more secure area. Well, Operation Blackjack, like I told you last night, and if you did not listen to the show, catch it on your archives. Because there is a game afoot here, people. There's a game afoot, which is a commie, Luciferian scumbag paid for by the richest men in the world like Rothschild, Soros, Bloomberg, those kind of folk. To try to take away all your rights, you see. Which is the next saying. But the Capitol, in that case, is being moved to Denver. Oh, well, what are we talking about in the last week? Talking about that, aren't we? And number 11 in this phase, all remaining features of the Bill of Rights will be suspended. Oh, certainly in effect, perhaps even overtly by decree, then the military will take over much of the USA in much the same manner as they took over many foreign countries like Somalia. This guerrilla phase will be shorter than the current terrorist phase, as events will take on a snowballing nature and reinforce each other, and this phase will be signaled, its end will be signaled by a total collapse of central authority as America shatters in the convulsions of Civil War II. Phase four is all-out continuous warfare. And this is what one of the things they say that we'll start to see now. Radicals or a mutinous military will seize the federal government. But this will be a temporary affair as America itself will vanish. States will secede from the Union. There will be war with Mexico. Large-scale food shortages will occur, and even starvation, as a global depression takes hold. Massive ethnic cleansing will occur as new nations emerge. That's in this country. Occupation by United Nations troops is a possibility. Concentration camps, rape camps, and even death camps will appear as war becomes total. Eventually, the war will subside as the new nations fix their boundaries according to the military reality that's inside the United States, people. Peace and new boundaries are formalized by treaty, and then the war will end. But our society has become so fragile that it can no longer withstand the shocks that it withstood in the past, such as war, depression, revolution in Mexico, and the lack of relief for the unemployed. If these calamities should ever test America all at once, America will surely topple into Civil War II. And Civil War II will be preceded by a wave of urban riots that will last an entire summer and extend all across America in every major city. Now, Bernie Sanders guy, Jurek, commie, anarcho-commie Jurek said, if Bernie don't get elected, then Milwaukee, the cities will burn. You see, it's starting to come down. So, at this stage of the game, if you do not have out there sufficient firearms, if you can only get one, get a 12-gauge pump shotgun and as many rounds of it you can, double out buck, number four buck, those bolo rounds that'll tear a sail apart, flechette rounds. You might want to also get some of the rifled slugs so you can go deer hunting, right? But if that's the only one you can get that one. If you got a little bit more, then get a handgun. Pistol, revolver, whatever you can get. If you got money, get a Glock or Sig Sauer or something like that. You know, a real good one. But there are others. Springfield, Colts, whatever. Good value is a Taurus. Smith & Wesson's. 45 caliber, 40 Smith & Wesson caliber, 9 millimeter, whatever it is you get. See if you can get on any firearm you got, get a minimum of 1,000 rounds for each firearm. Store it in a safe place. It looks like we'd better get some kind of night vision. If they're going to take away the high-end tubes, then even the cheap stuff is going to be better than nothing. And Bob Griswold, a ready-made resources, he had ordered tubes from his supplier for high-end night vision goggles and headset deals. And the FBI went in and confiscated all of them before they could ship them. What does that tell you? And who's going to need the night vision to come in and come to your home that they've just sent one of the drones over, or they've used the satellite to take pictures and zoom down? Have you ever seen the new pictures of your house from above on the tax rolls? Boy, I tell you what, they've got it good, man. Shows your vehicles down there in your driveway and your trees, your garden, and, you know, all the stuff. All you farmers, got everything you got out in the barn lot. That's the tax people. They've already been doing this. They go over you with the drone to try to see how many. I was told this in 96 in Atlanta. By the Marine Car Gunnery Sergeant, African-American, whose white officer did not like me at all. But Gunny and I went and had a beer, and we talked about a lot of this stuff. And he said, man, they can sit over your house now, and they can tell you how many lengths of a pipe or a piece of metal, so many lengths, so big around, how many of them you got. They can check and look down and see, you know, how many rounds of ammunition, all kind of stuff. They can now, from what I've, not from Gunny, but from other people I know, the striker teams and stuff, they have stuff, they can just look through a concrete wall and see you. So they know where you're at. They know who you are. Remember the census a few years ago when they're putting the red stickers and the blue stickers on mailboxes. When they were coming into rural areas and real cheeky guys would come up to your gate down on the lane, jump over your gate in spite of the fact that it's posted no trespassing, and try to come knock on your door. And you remember all the Jade Helm exercises. It is time now to answer the preparedness call that, if possible, our founding fathers would have definitely made to everybody in the colonies. Only back then, everybody had a musket or a Pennsylvania rifle, okay? Everybody had a possible bag with powder and shot and vittles ready to go and a flask of water, you see. Everybody knew how to chop wood and have it stacked up for the fireplace in the wintertime. They knew how to track. They knew how to hide. So I'm telling you, if you can get it, get a good pistol or revolver. If you're going to pick a revolver, pick a .357 because it gives you two calibers, doesn't it? .357 Magnum, .38 Special. It'll shoot either one. Get a 9mm. Or get a 40 Smith & Wesson or a 45 for an abundance of ammo if you get a pistol. Get a rifle, and it doesn't make any difference. Get whatever you can get. Some people will prefer a nicely scoped .30-06, .308, .338 Lapua, .300 Win Mag. But by golly, all you can get is a long bayonet, .303 Enfield or something like that, then get that. Get a MAC-90, a Chinese semi-automatic AK variant. And you'd better get the magazines. And you better go ahead and load the magazines. And a 12-gauge pump, or if you like the AR-15 or the M4 derivative, then get that. A lot of people prefer the old HKs and stuff with a bigger caliber in 308, you know. Now there's even better stuff yet if you got a lot of money, but just get something. If your Uncle Joe or Grandpa John has got an extra shotgun, then get that. He's got an extra 22 rifle or a 22 revolver, then get both of those and put together something. And then put together load-bearing equipment, in other words, a pistol belt or a vest or something or a pack where you can put it in there and you can be a minute man or a minute woman. But even if you're the old granny or you're the disabled vet sitting in a wheelie chair, all right, you know exactly what you can do. You can position yourself at a good advantageous window with a scoped weapon, or you can be just like those old people used to sit on the porch and granny had a nice cover over her body and she'd be in the rocking chair. And underneath that, pow, pow, pow. Do not go into their Luciferian night without a fight. I'm telling you, food, water, filtration, purification, medical supplies, and this thing with the SARS. Now, let me remind you of something. There is a book, if you can still get it, Dr. Cass Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M-S, Life-Saving Cures, How to Use the Latest and Most Powerful Natural Cures for the 21st Century. It was published by Knowledge House. And he's talking about life-saving cures for illnesses. He goes down through and lists stuff that you can use. He covers all kinds of stuff. And tells you what to use for it. Like here's one allegedly for anthrax. He tells you what to have in your combat kit. Natural things that might help. Ebola, diphtheria. All kind of stuff he's got in here. He's got all kind of things. Bioweapons, everything. And he's telling you what to use. There's another good book if you can get it. Bioterrorism. How to Survive the 25 Most Dangerous Biological Weapons by Pamela Weintraub. Forward by Dr. Paul Riga, MD, Medical Program Director of the Center for Terrorism Preparedness. They go through all of the toxins, all of the bioweapons, the bacterial, the virals, all of it, and all of the things that you could possibly use, the different types of antibiotics and dosages of those, etc. And they give you alternatives and all kind of stuff. Now, if you were to compare this, and you know there is a Dr. Alton and Nurse Amy Alton also, and they have a good book about using fish antibiotics. These are medical doctor and a nurse about using fish antibiotics when there is no doctor or when there's a survival situation. If you match that up with certain items in this book right here I just told you about, you can do some pretty good things. They have Where There Is No Doctor or Survival Medicine book, and they also have the using of fish antibiotics to treat illnesses in emergency situations. You might avail yourself of those books, but get medical supplies. I would also tell you that this, the original SARS virus, allegedly, when it broke out big time in Hong Kong and was rampant over there, that there was a company called Purus Colloids, owned by Frank Keyes from the East Coast. And Frankie Keyes makes mezzo silver, mezzo gold, mezzo iridium, mezzo zinc, all of those high quality colloidal products. But the mezzo silver, M-E-S-O silver, and you can go to stevequayle.com, find the mezzo silver banner and click on it. And they have all kind of information up there to read. And Frank Keyes told me directly back then, a few years back, about 2004, 2005, I used to talk to Frank. And Frank told me that they started getting these big orders of pallets of for mezzo silver in 5-gallon plastic carboys, the big 5-gallon jugs, and pallet loads of them were going to Hong Kong. They couldn't figure it out. They were going to health food stores or that kind of thing, small clinics. And after the SARS virus was knocked out over there, a high-powered attorney, American attorney representing the Red Chinese, allegedly came to Frank, and they made a big offer to buy his whole company because the Red Chinese allegedly had utilized the mezzo silver to take out and to take down and to end the SARS outbreak in Hong Kong. They offered to buy his thing for big money and keep him on at a big salary for a number of years. Frank did not do that. He did not sell to the Red Chinese. So you might want to get yourself, you might want to, it's up to you, get yourself some mezzo silver. You can get a good discount on that 5-gallon carboy, let me tell you. You can get different sizes, but get yourself. I would also tell you, old Cass Ingram, Dr. Cass Ingram, is the one who was dying. He lived up in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. He's a doctor, big doctor up there. And he was dying of some kind of virus or viral illness. And he goes, he said, well, I'll go to the Mayo Clinic. They'll solve it for me. He'd been to everybody in Chicago and all the suburbs. All of his friends, all the people he knew, the big hospitals. Everybody told him, you better go to somewhere else. He went to Mayo Clinic. Mayo's told him, we don't know how to get rid of this. We can't get rid of it. Nothing is working on you. Go home and get your affairs in order. So he goes home to Buffalo Grove, Illinois. And the old lady next door, the neighbor, hears that he's in trouble and brings him a particular oregano plant compound from a certain island in either Greece or Sicily or somewhere. I think it was Greece. And he started to take it. And within 2 or 3 days, he started to feel better. And then by George, he kept taking it. And he had beat this virus that all of a sudden Mayo Clinic allegedly had told him that they couldn't cure it. None of his doctor buddies in Chicago or the suburbs could cure it. So you may want to get what he developed. He went and found a specific area where the best stuff was grown, the oregano, and he found a new way of refining it or producing it that gave it the maximum amount of 73% carvacrol, the active ingredient carvacrol in it. He calls the compound oregano, or oreganol, you know. His brand is oreganol, but you can get whole foods and other oregano oils, if you can get 70% or better, I recommend it. But old Doc Cass Ingram had P73 formula, 73%. And he even puts it, he had it in the oil itself, which is pretty potent and will smell up the house. But in emergency time, you might want to use it that way, but you can get it in capsule form. Whole Foods also has an oil of oregano, 70% carb recall, in capsules, and you take them, you don't get the big smell. Take them with food and start taking them right now. Start doing the mesosilver, or if you have other pure, high-quality colloidal silver, then start taking some now. At least, you know, a few eyedroppers full and water every morning, or take some in the morning, take some at noon, take some at night. I know that the mesosilver, according to the research that Frank Keyes and his people did, and incidentally, Frank Keyes, purest colloids, the mesosilver, in that plant, there is an FDA inspector in his plant out east. He's one of the few people in that world of supplements, nutritional supplements, that even will allow an FDA guy near it. But Frank had an FDA inspector that regularly comes in and looks at his plant. That's good to know. But the basic thing is, I remember seeing an Arizona State study a number of years ago from the 80s, late 70s, early 80s. I believe it was Arizona State or Arizona University. You can look it up. And it said that colloidal silver would kill all kind of bacteria and viruses and parasites. And even when they tested it at Arizona State, they tested against certain cancers in the test tube. Now, that's from that study. I'm not recommending it for that. But you could read the study about it, I know. Now, oregano, Dr. Cass Ingram had that studied, I believe, at Georgetown University. I think it was Georgetown. And they tested the efficacy or the how effective his oregano capsules or oregano, you know, substance that he perfected the refining with the 73% carb recall content. And they tested it against various infections or bacterial and viral. And they found that it was just as good as many of the best last-ditch effort medicines, apparently antibiotics and antivirals, in treating some of those bioweapons. Now, that Dr. Cass Ingram study of that stuff, I think you can find it at North American Herbs and Spices, who used to make his stuff. But you can contact him if you can find him, Dr. Cass Ingram, Ingrams, and you can find that study information. Now, I'm doing the best I can to tell you that, to let you know. Also, garlic, garlison, all of the different things. Take your vitamins and minerals and get your good stuff and get it all ready and start taking it prophylactically, preventatively. To prevent it. Don't wait till you get sick and start taking it. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air striking blows against the Lucys. And I hope you do. Any help can be most needed and wanted. It can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Now they've got fences and security cameras all up around the Capitol building in Richmond, and I'm telling you, it's now the game is on now. The game is on now. You can get, I went to Western Rifle Shooters website, you can get a picture of old Blackface Northam, where he's got the blackface and he's got the Klansman there. Why don't you take a picture of it, put it on an email, and put underneath it in big letters, tyrant. What do you not understand about the right to freedom and bear arms shall not be infringed? Send it to them. Put it on a postcard. Be polite. Don't threaten. But understand that what Thomas Jefferson from up on the hill in Monticello wrote when he was there writing the Declaration of Independence, that you got to understand that this Governor Northam is no different, no less than a tyrant in his parliament there, all right? Bought and paid for by Bloomberg, George Soros, allegedly maybe even fronting for Rothschild, okay? To try to start the Civil War and get it going, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm just a good old rebel, you know? And you're going to be seeing which side are you on. Now, I'm going to tell this to the peace officers. Most of you guys already know, but some of you don't. I met a guy, been a number of years ago, and he was 10 years ago, 12 years ago. In the middle of Missouri, all right, in Columbia. He was already getting paid not only his salary as a deputy sheriff. What's that county over there? Green County? I don't know what it is. Columbia, Missouri. But he was getting twice that amount. He was getting another full salary covertly from the federal government. And he was doing tattletale crap on everybody in his sheriff's department and all the local police, too. And getting them into conversations about, well, what do you think about the Bill of Rights? Or are you going to do all this stuff? Or what are you going to do? What do you think about it? And he would write all that crap down and feed it on up the chain into the high levels of the FBI and the DHS. And whoever's up there, you see. Because here, there's something else. If you go and you type this in a search engine, 29, in other words, the numerical 29 Palms, P-A-L-M-S, survey.com, 29palmssurvey.com, it will pull up the 6 questions that they gave initially to the Marines at 29 Palms to be turned over to the local authorities. At the end of this period, a number of citizen groups refused to turn over their firearms. Then it says, consider the following statement. Would you fire upon a U.S. citizen who refuses or resists confiscation of firearms banned by the U.S. government? Now, that particular question 46, whoever answers up the proper way with, like, strongly disagree, disagree, agree, strongly agree, no opinion, whoever answers that correctly is who's getting promoted in the military or in the federal agencies, the EIEIOs, in your local police department or in your sheriff department. Because the top slots are getting big bucks. Now, in Virginia, it looks like there's still some good constitutional sheriffs, which, incidentally, the sheriff is the most powerful elected person in his county. He has control of the county, not the jurisdiction of the FBI or the ATF or this one, that one, or the other one. Oh, yes, there are certain agreements. And if you take the money for federal game wardens, or you take the money for parks and recreation, or the this or that, you supposedly have sworn over to be doing exactly what the federal government tells you to do. Walt Meyer and Dr. Eugene Schroeder, they found all that stuff out in the late 80s, early 90s. They went to every state house. All that's cooked into all the laws and stuff of every state. But the sheriff can deputize. And I'm glad to see it spreading into Kentucky and Tennessee. Last year they did a couple counties in Illinois. I wished all of the counties would do it. In response to some of that crap, Missouri, Kansas passed concealed carry, but you don't have to have a permit. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, get ready, because they're trying to promote the officers and the non-coms and enlisted people who are willing to fire upon U.S. citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the government. And that's exactly what Northam is putting into these bills, although they held that one back. Now, let me just tell you something here tonight. Let me end this on a better light. Our friends, the missionaries, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, are getting ready to go on a trip to do Bibles again. I'm going to have to save this for the next time, give you their address. They're going to be going in February. Last time, they were able to put 700 Bibles and hymn books into mountain tribes in Indochina. There's 130,000 people out there who would like to know and have a hunger for Lord Jesus. We're going to come back to that next week. Don't go in to these people's Luciferian knife out of fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for the Constitution. Protect your home and family. Stand with your neighbors against any bull crap. And just know it's going to start to get bad. And you need to prepare. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high tech to strike blows against the Lucy. Do it tonight.